Oh, hello. Can we please talk about the UFC just for a second? Normally I recap the fights, but there were no fights on last weekend. So today I'm doing something a little bit silly. I'm focusing on one thing that I've seen in MMA news this week, and that is that Nate Diaz apparently wants to fight The Rock. He's only interested in one fight in the UFC, and that is against Dwayne The Rock Johnson, mostly because of his shoes or something like that. Anyway, I'm going to have a little bit of an imaginary scenario of if these two were to fight, I've got a tail of the tape all lined up, and I'm going to go through who I think would win and how. Right, so to start off with, tail of the tape here, we've got The Rock, who is, 6'5"? Hang on, let me just bring my tail of the tape up here because that's not loaded for some reason. That's a great start. Fucking solid start to this video. There we go. So yeah, here we go. Right, we've got Nate Diaz against Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Tail of the tape. We've got age 50, height 6'5", weight 260 pounds and reach long. I imagine he's got probably a longer reach than Nate Diaz because the man is a giant. Fighting out of Miami, Florida, he is a fucking unit. Then you have got Nate Diaz. Age 37, height 6 foot, weight 170 pounds, reach 76 inches. Fighting out of Stockton, California. Special move, Stockton slap. The Rock has his special move as the people's elbow slash rock bottom on the other side. So, the main thing, the main criteria you've got here, look, is, I mean, for a start, this is a complete fantasy fight. You might as well ask who would win out of Batman versus Superman, Joey. It would never, ever happen. But mostly because, I mean, who would sanction it? I mean, if USADA walked up to The Rock's house, like, to test him, he would melt the needle. He is on so much fucking gear. He must be. He is on all the juice. But probably stuff that isn't easy to detect as well, because he's got the best scientists in the world. He's got access to the best kind of Mexican supplements that money can buy, because the man's, you know, but he's not a professional athlete. So, like, why, his job is to look fucking impressive. So that, I have no problem with that. I just want to make that clear. But if it came to a fight, yeah, no one would sanction this shit. The Rock obviously has a massive height advantage, because you forget how big The Rock is. Like, that's the thing. Like, people that look at, like, mostly online, when I saw the people were kind of hypothesizing who'd win this fight, most people are saying Nate Diaz. Fair enough, right? Because, yeah, Nate Diaz is a real fighter. But one thing you got to bear in mind is that, number one, The Rock is a giant. He's a bona fide giant. He is also on all the steroids. He's got that roid rage that will really help him in a fight. And also, don't forget, The Rock was a pro level athlete himself. Like, he used to play American football at a very high level before he went into pro wrestling. And to be in pro wrestling, you have to be in shape. You have to be tough. Like, pro wrestling is not easy. It certainly isn't easy on the body. So to just dismiss The Rock, like, outright, is kind of foolish, I think. Because there are weight classes for a reason. You know, The Rock would outweigh Nate Diaz by nearly 100 pounds. Let's be fair, right? The Nate Diaz is billed at 170, but he's 170 pounds for all of 10 minutes. But although he used to fight a lightweight, 170 is a pretty good weight division for him. I don't think that walking around naturally in shape, Nate Diaz tips the scales at much more than 190. I'm saying in shape because, yeah, okay, he probably does walk around sometimes at 210, but that's not in shape Nate Diaz. Like, an in shape Nate Diaz, his frame, his body type, he's probably about 180 pounds, 185, maybe 190, right? The Rock is 260 if he's cutting. Right, he's probably heavier than that. He's a big dude. He's a legit giant. Obviously, The Rock is 50. 50 is, you know, that's quite old to be getting into professional sports. But, you know, Nate Diaz is no spring chicken either. Obviously, the cardio is going to go in favour of Nate Diaz. Obviously, this would be a main event. So let's call it a 5-rounder. The way I see this one going is that, obviously, The Rock needs to keep this standing, really. Whilst he's going to have superior kind of wrestling, like, and he's probably going to be able to pick Nate Diaz up and slam him. Like, ideally, he wants to keep this standing, because if it goes to the floor, like, doesn't, like, the size is negated slightly, because Nate Diaz would be able to slap on those submissions and anyone can be choked out. Anybody. It doesn't matter how big you are. It might be slightly more difficult because of how thick The Rock's neck is, but I feel like The Rock would fall into a lot of traps because he's probably... So far as I know, The Rock is not a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu player. He's not versed in that art. And if it went to the ground, I feel like Nate Diaz would have quite an easy time submitting him. I'm sure that Nate Diaz has submitted guys, like, you know, on a comparable size scale to The Rock, because experience on the ground makes up for a lot of size, on the ground. So The Rock would have to keep this standing. And honestly, I think unless The Rock shot him for a takedown, that's exactly where it would stay. Because I'm not sure, like, Nate Diaz isn't known for kind of shooting in power double legs and whatever. He usually gets his submissions from his back, capitalizing on other people's sloppy takedowns. Or, you know, they get to the ground in, you know, a body lock trip, something like that. But he's not known for shooting, like, a power double. And The Rock, and also on The Rock, like, you got to bear in mind, The Rock is 6'5", you know, 260 cutting. His legs are literally like tree trunks. I don't think he's going to the ground unless he wants to go to the ground. I'm not totally convinced that Nate Diaz would have the power, per se, to really bother The Rock on the feet. I think he could easily kind of... He's probably going to be faster, and he would overwhelm The Rock with volume. But I don't know if he would have the power to really, like, kind of knock The Rock, because The Rock's so big. Like, that size really counts for something. And The Rock will only have to hit him once. Like, I'm sure The Rock, if he learned, because you've got to bear in mind, they would have a fight camp for this, like, a couple of months at least. I think The Rock could learn how to... And The Rock probably knows how to throw a punch, like, and he knows how to be physical. That the physicality would definitely come into it, because The Rock is a big physical guy. He's been pro wrestling, like, he's been a pro wrestler. He's always been a physical guy. So I don't think The Rock striking would be good from, like, a kickboxing, boxing standpoint. It probably isn't going to be crisp, but he's going to have a lot of power. And if he swings and hits Nate Diaz, that's a huge shot. Like, Joey, it's going to be £100 difference. That's a lot of man hitting you, you know? So you've got to feel like, look, the first couple of rounds, it would probably be Nate Diaz just, like, kind of, you know, overwhelming with volume, just trying to stay out of the way of those big shots from The Rock. I do feel like in the third round, this is where it's going to kind of start swinging in favour of Diaz. Because I do think, like I said, it will only go to the ground if The Rock decides it goes to the ground. And I think that there would be a frustration in, like, rounds three or four. Because I think The Rock would start getting tired. I don't think his cardio, like, and look how big he is. You need a lot of big lungs, big heart to carry that mass around. You need a lot of blood to get to those muscles. So I think that The Rock would probably tire rounds three and four. And at that point, he gets frustrated because he can't land a shot on Nate Diaz. So he shoots him for a takedown. Nate Diaz grabs hold of that neck. He has to use two arms, though. He isn't going to do the whole one-arm thing like he did with Tony and doing some of that. Because look at The Rock's neck. He's not getting around that neck with one arm. But with two arms, he will get around that neck. He will choke out The Rock. The Rock will have to tap out in round three or four. That is where I would go with that one. Who do you think would win in a theoretical fight between Nate Diaz and Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Completely farcical. A little bit of fun. And yeah, I don't know what odds you would get on that. But probably short. I would imagine short. But yeah, there are going to be some fights on this weekend, so I'm going to be breaking those down. So UFC Vegas 61, Dern versus Yan, and there's a few fights on here. Ilia TV against Alexia Lenik is one I'm really excited by. Tabitha Ricci, my absolute favourite. She is an absolute babe. Dime piece. Tabitha Ricci is in action. I think she's got a good chance in this fight as well. Anyway, I'm going to be breaking down a few of the fights off that card, including the main event. So until then, keep those odds long and those bets terrible.